with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Chris Sheets, Jacqueline Sweeney.
Hello.
Matt DeBurz.
What up, homie?
We aim to serve the listeners of this radio station, but some mornings, things go sideways. Maybe on your way in, maybe your dog you've only had for a week decides to get out of her enclosure somehow. You don't know how, and you come to work, you're all rattled about it, so you throw it. Talk to the listeners about it, and they help us out. They're there in our time of need like we are in theirs.
Yes, they can relate. They have tips and tricks on how to keep your dog safe and in her cage.
We're going to talk about it on the show. There's some crazy stories about what dogs can do to get out. When a dog, Matt keeps saying, when a dog wants out, it gets out.
It's going
to
get out.
It's just that simple.
I had a dog who was a bolter.
Yeah.
Scout was the worst dog.
Yeah.
We loved him, but anytime there was a glimpse of hope, he bolted. The guy wouldn't come when he was called. And having a dog that doesn't come when he's called is the worst.
I can't imagine. That's not even your dog then. That's
exactly.
Like the world's dog, you know?
And then we tried to give this dog away because clearly it wasn't the right dog for our home.
No, obviously not.
Somebody took the dog and literally in 2 hours brought the dog back because they didn't want the dog.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. And then a farmer got the dog. It's like, oh, don't worry. This dog will come back when I call it. I just thought they threw that dog in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Took off for the farm. As soon as they let that dog off that truck,
yeah.
Gone forever. There's no doubt in my mind. That was the last day that dog spent inside.
I think it's Scout. Ironic that Scout had that. He had the name Scout,
it's
right?
Perfect.
And what's that thing? If you let something go,
yes,
it
if you
come
let
back?
It go, if it comes back, it was meant to be. If not, it was never yours in the first place.
It's nobody's.
No,
that dog. It was nobody's.
We dedicate this show to Scout wherever Aww. You are.
Rest in peace, Scout.
Well, how many years ago was that?
Several. He would have died of old age, but yeah. He died of exposure for sure.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Good morning. Sunshine today with a mix of sun and cloud and wind in the afternoon. A chance of showers as well. A high of 14 degrees. Premier designate Jason Kenney of the UCP spoke to hundreds of excited supporters in Calgary following his big victory last night. Kenney promised to create tens of thousands of jobs here in Alberta. Almost Kenny. A friend of Kenny, that was.
Yeah, that was a friend of Kenny. We're going to get to him, I promise. He's just standing by. Here he is.
By taking Alberta from being the slowest moving and most overregulated economy in Canada to being one of the freest and fastest moving economies in the world.
Now, Kenny thanked outgoing Premier Rachel Notley for her hard work and service. It was just UCP and NDP, it looks like, in the legislature. No other parties earned a seat. That means for the very first time in 30 years, there will be no Liberal seats in the Alberta Ledge. Now, many of the NDP seats were earned right here in Edmonton. Some seats still too close to call this morning, West Henday and Southwest. Many hockey pools were ruined by one of the biggest upsets in NHL history as Columbus swept Tampa Bay and the Islanders also swept the Penguins last night. The Jets and Vegas also won. And we all know about the elf on the shelf, but have you heard of the peep on a perch? Much like the adorable elf, this little peep, as in the Easter treat, helps keep an eye on your little ones. Peep sees all the acts of kindness a child does in the days and weeks leading up to Easter. Now, you can still get one on Amazon, and we're going to be talking about peep on a perch a little later in the show. I'm Jack, and that's all you need to know.
We might get a peep on a perch to keep an eye on our dog who keeps breaking out of her dog run.
You need it for sure.
A security camera or something, right? Got it. All right. Thank you, Jack. Rainmaker Music Fest. It truly is one of the most fun nights of the year out in St. Albert this year, featuring Aaron Perchette and Jess Moskaluk. And we want you to win tickets. This is a fun question today. About 47% of adults over 30 do this once a month, at least. And only 32% of people under 30 do it once a month.
That is so vague.
Yeah. I mean, the hint is that Jack is now an adult.
Yeah.
And you definitely do this more than once a month.
Does it involve bleach?
It does not involve bleach.
What could that be? I have more questions than answers all of a sudden.
Cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Cleaning her
hair. My roots.
Her hair.
Got it. It's not does not involve bleach. 780-421-1039. What do the older people do more often than the youngers? We'd love to hear from you this morning.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
But right now, we're looking for an answer. But too early for a question. About 47% of adults over 30, so almost half, do this at least once a month. But the ones younger than that do it much, much less, like only 32%. What do you think the answer is, Chris?
Cleaning the car.
Cleaning the car. Yeah, that's something older people would do, ooh, right?
And you always find weird, weird things.
We're talking interior or exterior?
Interior.
Yeah, interior.
You cleaned it out.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? It's not cleaning the car, Chris, but thanks for the guess.
Thank you.
All right, Elaine, what do you think that adults over 30 do more often than the ones under 30?
Floss their teeth.
Floss their teeth?
Very
I think you're
important.
Probably right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't millennials floss their teeth?
What's the point?
Yeah, like, doesn't seem to be as important.
Got no time for it.
Yeah, they're too busy.
Okay. All right, you know what? It's not flossing their teeth, but thanks for the great guess.
Thank you.
I'm just floss dancing, baby.
I'm thinking maybe save money or put money away.
You know what? It's not, but it does have something to do with money, and money you'll receive if you do it, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
There's your hint. Thank you.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Until we get the answer.
You got it.
All right. Matt is standing by. Okay, Matt, about 47% of adults over 30 do this at least once a month, but then 32% under 30 do it. What do you think they do?
I think buying a lottery ticket.
You know what? It is buying a lottery
ticket. Yeah, boy. Great guess.
Matt, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay.
Do you buy scratchies or lottery tickets?
I buy lotto tickets when they get up there, like 50 mil.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to.
But not once a month.
No. I don't think they reach that high once a month.
No.
I wish.
All right, Jack, how many tickets do you buy?
Every week. You know what? Devastating thing this week, Bob's truck got broken into, and the most devastating thing they stole was the lottery ticket.
It's going to be some guy in a balaclava with a big check.
I know. So sad.
I've seen that truck. They actually left more lottery tickets in it. Hey, congratulations, Matt. You're coming with us to the Rainmaker. It's coming up May 25th featuring Aaron Perchette and Jess Moskaluk.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's like your own lottery win today.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
You know, the cash cow, we're ready. She's ready. She's coming into the stall. Your chance to milk her for up to $1,000. And next hour at about 7:30, 7:35-ish, tomorrow might be the most fun we ever have on the radio. We'll tell you why. That is all coming up. But Matt, in his, in his way, and I agree, we're talking about this whole bridal shower thing, and they didn't open the gifts in front of everybody, and that's kind of the new thing they're doing at weddings and things like that. And Matt's like, well, who cares? You just give the gift for all the right reasons, and you won't care about getting a pat on the back.
That's what it's all about. People are like, well, if you don't open the gifts in front of me, then at least send me a thank you card.
Exactly.
It's just give the gift. That's all you need to do.
And forget about everything else.
Expectations. People are always expecting something.
Right. So by far, my favorite thank you card gift story in the world involves...
Not my favorite.
...involves Jack and Matt. Jack, you got married a few years ago.
Yes. Yes, I did. We were at the Calgary Zoo. I had some thank yous to give out at the wedding. We gave thank you cards to our photographer and to our MC.
Thank you very much for
that. Yes, you're welcome. As well as to our officiant. We had MP Matt Jenneroux marry us. He's a close friend. And if you're an MP or an MLA, you can marry your friends.
Awesome.
So
yeah,
here we go.
Did a great job. Deserved a thank you card. Maybe even a small gift.
There was a small gift in there.
Yeah.
So I had tasked my maid of honor to give out the thank you card. So she gave them to everyone. Now, it just said Matt. So to her credit, she didn't know. She gave it to Matt DeBurse.
Right.
I got a token invite to Jack's wedding just because I had just become a full-time member of the show.
Right.
So Jack's probably like, I feel obligated to make sure he's at the wedding.
That's not true. I wanted you there.
Okay.
Shoot,
not anymore.
Time. And then I get this envelope that says Matt on it. I'm like, oh, that's very sweet. I kind of helped a little bit with the emceeing thing. Just a little.
So this is actually the card that was given to the guy who married you.
Yes.
Right. And
inside was a personal note saying,
well,
you know.
It translated to me too. It was like, hey, Matt, thank you for everything on our wedding day. I was like, okay, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Looking forward to many more barbecues in our backyard.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we haven't had one yet, but if he wants to have one eventually, I get that. I'm pretty awesome. And there was a gift card there.
Yeah, for?
A dinner.
Yeah.
So I didn't do this. What kind of butthead?
Yeah.
would just go and I honestly thought it was for me.
Yeah.
Okay? So you opened this card and thought, this is for me. I've never been to her house before.
There was a little gray area in the letter.
But I'm going to use this gift card anyways.
And not only did he use the gift card, he used it the next day just to make sure.
No, we waited a bit. I have repaid her since in full.
He has.
All right, anyways.
My bad. Sorry, Matt Chanaru. Sorry, Jack. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah,
I need a sorry card, not a thank you.
You do.
It's the pat on the back. He got it for going to the wedding.
And didn't it make you feel good?
I was full after that. Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, this is fun. We got our texter. She's about to play. Rochelle, how do you pronounce your last name?
DeRocher.
She's working at the University of Alberta. So that means she's smart.
Very smart.
You don't work at the University of Alberta Ag Department, do you?
No, I work for the Department of Medicine.
Oh, medicine.
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not. I work for administrative services.
Okay. All right. Well,
but more importantly, are you a gambler?
I can be. I'm feeling like it today.
All right. Let's find out how this works. You know how it goes, right? The cow is in the stall. She's ready to be milked. You just got to get down there, sit on the stool, and just start milking her like crazy. You can win up to $1,000. Of course, if she kicks the bucket and moves, you lose it all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Stall number one.
$200.
Ooh.
Great start.
Oof.
Ooh, that's
right out of the gate.
That's a big start. Okay, you ready for another one or you want to stop there?
Let's do it again.
$275.
Ooh. One more time.
One more.
$350.
She's filling that bucket up pretty fast,
yeah,
isn't
these
she?
Are big jumps.
Let's go one more.
One more? All right.
$450.
Rochelle, you're four gates in. $450.
I think I'm going to stop there.
You're going to stop there?
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay. All right. Hey, congratulations.
Good work.
$450.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That is fantastic, don't you think? You never started the day with that money, did you?
That is amazing. I'm so excited.
Okay, they pay well at the university, but, you know, that's probably better than a day's wage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Says you.
Tax. Tax free. Congratulations. Now, you know what we got to do, don't you? We got to find out what could have happened.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. $500.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
$650.
All right.
Hey, pretty good game.
Okay.
More than half.
Yeah, you could have won a little bit more money, but you know what? I don't blame you for not taking a chance. Congratulations. You have a great time at the U of A today with your $450.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, such a great way to start the day.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
That is weird.
What?
What?
That boy ain't right.
Okay. Easter. Traditionally, the Easter egg hunts, the chocolate, all of that kind
Bunny,
of stuff.
Cadbury eggs, whatnot.
But some crank it up a notch, and they give, like, full-fledged fancy gifts for Easter to all the kids and sometimes the adults.
It's like a birthday or Christmas gift.
And that's not just this person, but my sister-in-law, Sharon, is the shopper, the buyer, the gift giver in our family. She's on the line right now. Sharon, why do you give such nice gifts to everybody on Easter?
Because I love them.
When did it start?
When they're born.
Happy Easter, baby.
And so is it every holiday, like Valentine's Day and Easter, all the ones that aren't your traditional Christmas or birthday, are you buying gifts for them?
Maybe just a little acknowledgement.
Yeah, a little acknowledgement. Like,
Happy Columbus Day. Here's a sailboat.
Exactly.
Sharon.
If they lose a tooth.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's the gift limit on cash here? What are we talking? $100? $20?
Well, it depends what you see, right?
Yeah, Sharon, there's no limit. It's like whatever she sees.
And sky's the limit,
if it calls her name for that certain kid, it could be anything. It really could be. And that's why
and
we all...
it's not only a kid. It's
yeah.
anyone
no.
or anything.
No. I've gotten Easter gifts from her before. Yeah. No,
aww.
She... Do you do this because you love people or you love to shop?
Maybe a little bit of both.
I'll take whatever gift. For whatever reason you want to shop for.
You've gotten gifts from her.
Matt, I have.
Have I? What did I get from you?
I don't remember.
So our question is it weird or what to buy gifts for Easter? We're going to just kind of narrow back down to that. And you say it's not weird at all, is it?
Not at all. No.
No.
I think it's expected.
Expected.
By who? Jesus?
Well, no. Easter is a new life. So you just got to buy something new every day or every year.
Every day.
As I have a basket full of toys, clothes, and goodies for Kennedy all ready for Easter, I'm going to agree it's not weird.
It's not weird at all. We used to get kites, I think, for Easter. That was exciting.
I got 3 hours in church.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
That is weird.
What?
What?
That boy ain't right. Right.
Easter weekend, we're wondering if it's weird to get like full-fledged gifts on Easter. Now, Jack, you personally used to get them as a kid.
Oh, yeah. And every so often, my dad will still say, do you want to come over for dinner? I may have hid some eggs in the house.
Nice. So, eggs are different than a gift.
That is true. But growing up, we did always get Easter baskets. I have one ready for Kennedy. Melanie texts in and says, or rather on Facebook, my brother, sister, and I always look forward to Easter because it meant we received chocolate, a new pair of shoes, and a big Easter dinner with the family. So I don't think it's weird to give gifts at Easter.
You didn't really get a gift. Shoes aren't gifts, man.
Hmm.
A gift is like a straight up a toy for the children.
Have you ever walked barefoot before? They're a gift.
No kidding. Oh, here he comes, handing out life
lessons.
It was
tough on the farm, gravel. Oh, man.
You didn't have shoes?
Glass.
All right. 780-421-1039. Debbie, what do you think?
I don't think the Easter present is weird.
You don't?
Tradition. No, it was a tradition when I was a kid, and I carried it on with my grandkids. Easter Bunny brought the chocolate, and we always got from my parents or my grandparents something to celebrate spring, some outdoor toy or something to make us go outside and have fun.
Yeah, or a spring dress or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, clothing for Easter?
Yeah.
Who earns?
Not if it's a new fancy dress.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
You were that kid who liked clothes?
Some clothes.
She's called a girl, yeah. Yes. She yeah. liked clothes.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Again, weird or what? Is it weird to give kids and even some adults Easter gifts, like more than just chocolate, like full-fledged like gifts you'd give somebody for Christmas or a birthday?
Mark texts in and says, hey guys, growing up on the farm, Easter was usually the time for a new pair of shoes, a tie, and a brand new shirt. It was worn for the very first time on Easter Sunday for church. Have a great day.
There you go.
Yay, what a great gift.
Yay.
If you're going to give a gift, give a gift.
Matt, wouldn't you love right now shoes, tie, and a new shirt?
I'll take anything.
You should.
I'm trying to update my wardrobe.
At least one tie. Like, right?
Yeah.
All right, Braden, you say it's weird because...
My wife is, she goes a little crazy.
Yeah?
She just had this conversation yesterday, actually.
Okay, perfect.
How'd it go?
Not very well. See, I'd like a street bike, but I don't get that.
No.
No, because she has to spend, you know, $500-$600 on the three boys.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I gotta buy it anyway. Well, why don't they're old enough, they can go to work and kind of work for it.
Wow.
I mean, they're like 10 and 12 years old.
Yeah, no.
Go to work.
They should be working for their clothes.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
That is weird.
What?
What?
That boy ain't right.
Okay, weird or what? Full-fledged gifts for Easter, like not just the chocolate, but the gifts.
It's sounding like a lot of summer items are bought at this point. When we were kids, says the texter, we always got Easter chocolates and a couple of books along with some outside toys, things like bubbles, sidewalk chalk, a jump rope. I continue this same tradition with my kids.
We're finding out this is very not weird.
No.
I think every house given a gift to their children.
Man, that brings back memories of my childhood, like bubbles and sidewalk chalk. We didn't have a sidewalk, but we still rode on the grass.
Right on the barn?
On the grass? On the broken glass in your driveway with all the gravel
That's
on your
right.
bare feet.
Barefooted all the way to school. Kat, what about you? Weird or what?
It is tradition in our house to do Easter baskets that are quite elaborate.
and my mom did it for us, but my husband never had that. Now it's ours, has adopted it with me, and our kids get a basket. It's almost like Christmas.
It's in the basket.
We have books that they wanted, or hair ties, and all these fun socks and fun stuff.
No, don't talk clothes. You're going to gross Matt out.
Yeah, he's against clothes.
Play-Doh, travel magazines. Like, everybody gets something for themselves.
Right.
That's
cool. What about a PlayStation 5?
You know, we're waiting for that one.
Doesn't fit in the basket. Sorry.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay. Caller number 10 at 780-421-1039 is going to get a chance to win Dan and Shay tickets to the Sold Out Show by playing a game called
Tequila or No Tequila.
All right, it's that simple. Lowell, you get the last word on weird or what? Easter gifts, like big-time gifts. What do you think?
Yeah, we used to get gifts for Easter. It's not unusual. We did get clothes, right? Mm-hmm. And then we had to do an Easter egg hunt. And then when we found the final, like, one year I got a remote control car.
Wow.
Whoa.
It was a cheaper one, but still. It was pretty awesome to play with until I broke it.
I was going
to
ask you how long it lasted. Seriously, those things like lasted like usually 5 minutes when we played with that stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. It was first time I drove it, and I drove it out on the road, and the guy drove over it.
Yeah.
Go play in the street, kids. Here's your RC car.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's been just over a week since we received a wonderful gift from my good friend Grant Little, a beautiful 2-year-old black lab named Chloe, and she stole our heart, and now this dog is confusing us. We mentioned a couple of days ago, we think she's not fixed yet, so she might be she might have the heebie-jeebie lovies going on.
It's a full moon.
Causing a little bit of an issue. So she's trying to adjust to our acreage, and we've got this dog run that she has a chance to have this dog run. It'd be as big as some backyards in the city. It's not
probably
that small. She's got a dog door so she can go in and out from the garage, and when we leave we put her in there until she gets used to the boundaries, and the fact that she's in heat, we want to protect her from all of the other dogs.
You want to give her some boundaries,
gentlemen callers.
It'll never be Chloe's fault, but you know, we just can't trust the neighbor's dogs. So the last three times we've left, we've come home and she's out of her dog run, and this dog run is like 5 feet high. There doesn't look like there's any, she's not going under it, she's not going through it, she has to be going over it somehow. Carter's like, is she jumping on her doghouse and then jumping out? We have no idea.
How close is the doghouse to the fence?
It's fairly close. I mean, maybe she's using her doghouse. So I woke up this morning, she's out of her enclosure. She's looking in the window. At least she's not like off somewhere, right?
Right.
So I don't know. Matt says we got to get a camera. We got to see what she's doing.
Yeah, you got to figure out what the problem is first.
Yeah.
You say you don't know if she's going over. Who knows what she's doing?
Could she be going over?
I would think.
It doesn't look like it's possible for her to go over.
She's a pretty athletic young dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Just bring her in your bed where she's nice and warm and safe.
I want to do that. But anyway, my dog, my lab climbs my dog run too, says a texter, the first texter. So our question this morning is, has your dog ever got out? And where has it got out? How does it get out?
How's your dog escape?
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't just have to be your dog, but you know, your chihuahuas were never a problem.
Yeah, they were too scared of anything. Yeah. Although sometimes our one bigger chihuahua would kind of roam the neighborhood and we would get a doorbell like, hey, your chihuahua's out, but he didn't really go past the driveway.
Okay. All right.
Did he stay on the sidewalk?
Yeah, of course he did.
You got
He's a rule follower.
Animal got loose and you don't know how story, or you knew know how and you couldn't stop it. 780-421-1039.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's High Valley and Dirt Road side of the county line, which is exactly what we're scared our little Chloe's going to find, the county line, and maybe looking for love in all the wrong places. We'll see.
You could be a grandpa before you know it, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Anything's possible. We're going to take care of this issue at some point. I put it on Instagram the other day, and everybody's like, my friend Tara Lang out in Thorsby, she's like, Chris, let her have puppies. It's so cute. It's not cute.
You have one dog, then you go to looking after eight dogs.
Because I don't think I know you got to get rid of the puppies, but how do you get rid of the puppies?
You'd have eight puppies at your house.
It would be
jumping the fence.
Absolute disaster. So Chloe is, we think she's jumping the fence. It doesn't look like there's any way for her to get through it. And people are saying she jumped the fence. Matt, hit the music. They let themselves out.
Lots of texts coming in telling you about black labs. The neighbors in our house have a 5-foot fence, says this person. They used to have a black lab. That dog jumped the fence quite often.
Mm.
Another one says, my golden lab can jump a 5-foot fence if he has a running start. And another person here, my dog clears a 6-foot fence, and when he was a puppy, two of my other dogs ran away on us by jumping on their doghouse and over the fence.
Jeez. Okay.
My mom had a cockapoo named Mickey.
Yeah.
And he climbed ladders.
Yeah.
The dog was maybe a foot and a half lengthwise. My dad'd be up on the roof doing something. Next thing you know, there's a cockapoo on the roof.
That's amazing.
Follow him up on the ladder.
He would. And we're like, okay, let's let us see if he can do it. He'd literally scramble up a ladder.
That's hilarious. All right, Linda, what about you?
I just wanted you guys to know I have a Carlin pincher, which is about a foot off the ground, and she can scale a 6-foot wall.
She can?
Spider dog.
How?
She just is very determined.
When these dogs want to get out, they'll do absolutely anything.
Oh, yeah. Like, we used to lock her laundry room when she was younger, and we didn't want her scratching the door, so we put baby gates. It had to be covered from the very bottom to the very top, or she'd squeeze through.
That is hilarious. I'm just imagining, yeah, you're right, like this little pincher just kind of like scaling the wall, right?
Is that a squirrel? It's somebody's dog.
Could be.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about animals and our new dog, Chloe, and the fact that she's getting out of her dog run. And, well, you know what? I think that we know how she's getting out now because everybody's saying these things can just climb.
Two texts here. This one comes from Darlene. We had a small terrier named Sergeant when we lived in Devon. He would jump the 3-foot fence and go visit our friend's dog across town. We'd have to go pick him up some days. And on other days, he would come home after they played.
That's adorable.
That is pretty cute.
Yeah.
We've got this text that just came in. All these dogs have some pretty good skills at jumping and escaping. Mine has some really good skills too. She eats poop. I need a better dog.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like a good dog. Like, seriously, if they just clean
up. Not when they lick you.
Clean up after themselves. Laura, what's your story?
I'm just calling about my black lab when I was a child.
Yeah.
We used to have a dog run with 6-foot chain link fence all the way around it.
Yeah.
She would get out all the time. We had to cover it. We had to put a roof on the dog run.
I think this might be in Chris's future.
I think so too.
I got to create like a Fort Saskatchewan penitentiary for this.
You totally do.
Card will be up there with a shotgun watching her during yard time.
She'll be working out doing bench presses.
They can climb chain link. It's funny. It's like a ladder for them.
Well, yeah, I want to see it now, right? Karen and Carter watched last night till like 2 a.m, and she would not climb it when they were like somehow she knew they were in the wind. I guess, you know what? They don't break out when you're watching.
That's right.
No.
Makes sense.
Would Andy Dufresne from Shawshank Redemption escape when the guards are watching? No.
They wait for their moment.
They do. Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to comment on your Labrador's jumping fences.
Yeah.
We have a, like, 8-week-old puppy, and he's Labrador Husky Cross, and he can scale baby gates, and I've only had him for a week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they can climb at a young age, too.
I think there's money to be made in doggy prisons.
Yeah.
You need to have a roof on these dog runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have, like, a baby gate going down the stairs, so I have to, like... Yeah. Whoa, you're going to fall.
I hope Donald Trump doesn't think he's going to try to keep the Mexican dogs out of his country because it doesn't sound like it's possible.
Perhaps the people, but not those dogs.
Chris, Jack, and Matt. Call us 780-421-1039. Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at Kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.